There's no one on frequency this morning.
FW Mobile.
Green tea, have a pot of coffee, and had some hot sauce in my whatever it was, a tuna fish salad and hot sauce in it, some 357 hot sauce, and believe me, it was hot.
Not too much anymore. I mean, I'm just sitting here in the driveway waiting to defrost this morning.
But what I got with the issues, I got no choice. Because I got to get that with the bronchitis and stuff has to come out of there. And if it doesn't want to come out of there one way, it's going to come out the other. And you have to get it out of there. And I talked to Tim. I found out the guy up there where he's working to get the engine. I didn't realize the guy's disabled himself yet. He got hurt, and I didn't know it. So, well, tell the guy, I don't have eyesight, but I can give him a hand and get it out. If he needs a hand, he got to put a clutch in a motorcycle, and they're not too easy to do. Because he got messed up tendons from his transplant ball in his hand. And he got hit by a pickup once, so he's a little sore. But I said, well, I told guys, I'll come up and help you. Don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. Clutch, has you ever done a wet clutch before?
No, that'd be a negative. I've worked on a lot of machinery, but I haven't worked on too many vehicles.
What clutch they use in is that motorcycle stuff. It's a motorcycle. They use wet clutches a lot of times. But you don't run into those vehicles. They're very rare. I don't think I've ever ran into one in a vehicle at all.
Good morning, Al. KM4 and AP Friday.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Rolling.
Cool weather this morning, and then I had to, and I wiped it, and it turned to frost.
Any frost over this way yet at all? Just a lot of heavy dew.
Over here.
37 here.
There you go. If you walk over there, I'll push the mail tomorrow, and I'll tell you where it is outside town.
Got my antenna up higher. It's up about 40 feet now.
Fucking and rolling now.
The last 2 days has been awful.
Probably get on tonight, though.
If I can catch you and you give me a radio check on it.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Just shoot me a text. I should be home by about 5.
Problem.
Staying home, I get home a little bit earlier now.
That grandpa of mine came over and we got it up in there, and then he started, he's wanting to re-landscape my front yard, so I told him go ahead and walked out to see what he was doing, and he was over there building a burn pit.
Yeah,
you
got a portable you can sit out there by the burn pit, right?
Y'all
double,
go ahead, Ken.
Got a portable you can sit out there and drink coffee by the burn pit and listen to the radio.
Portable, but if you're talking about HF, I'd be wanting to talk too much. Go ahead, Al.
It's 7 degrees cooling tomorrow outside. So warm here. Well, I'm right by Malden, so it might be warmer there.
Up there, you got it in an inverted V.
Top was just a slight slant.
Those antennas work very well.
But northeast to southwest, now it's more north and south.
How much of a difference that makes?
2.
For POT Mobile.
Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim.
How's everybody doing?
What's
it? Hear anything on your alcohol or sanitizer yesterday?
Used to ship on the 8th, I believe that she said the 8th. I know she called Mike yesterday, I thought, to talk to him for a minute. But then I got a 50 gallon drum of hand sanitizer supposed to ship on the 14th. We'll see.
she told me the 6th of April that it would ship, so I don't know. Maybe she got ours mixed up, because I think you had yours ordered first, KK4 and XZ. About that this morning, that's odd.
Out in the middle of the night.
Dispatching for after hours road call.
Yeah, you're a little bit far from the interstate for sure. They're joining the heater running this morning.
Well, this one's got heated seats, so I'm like a little bug in the rug, as they say. Them apartments going, that cuts some time out on you, doesn't it?
30 minutes.
That became more lucrative for you.
About it, and they're talking about leaving it that way. When they said that, I started to about dance.
That kind of gave me visions in my mind. I gotta spend the rest of the day trying to shake that out.
KN4DFW.
Well, I wasn't going to jump up on the table and dance. The Indian in me comes out, so I guess I'd be doing a war dance or a happy dance or something.
I think a couple of weeks everybody's going to be going back to work around here.
It's a couple of weeks.
I don't think so, because this unrest, that's not going to happen. There's already a war starting out, so I don't think they're going to get away with it that long, because people are starting to smarten up to this garbage. And it's not political, it's stupid. I mean, you can't shut the whole country down if you want it to survive, unless you want to live in a social society. I don't. And this has nothing to do with political stuff. This is just stupid. It's plain stupid. I've never seen something so stupid in my life.
Al, you must have got up on the wrong side of bed this morning. You need to keep it one level under emotion.
I'm just seeing everybody I know go out of business, and I know that's what's going to happen. So I know the reality of things, and I know what it costs and what happens. I see it before, and it sucks, and it's just stupid. I don't want to work in a ghost town. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't like any more anybody else. I don't know one thing. Getting sorry of sitting around this stupid house, I know that.
What cabin fever looks like.
Or some of the legislators are getting on the governor saying he went too far. They want him to roll some of this stuff back.
I hate this stuff. And the worst part of it is, I understand things get rough, but sometimes it gets ridiculous. I mean, there's just, the storm is over. You got rid of the storm. When the storm's over, I just hate it. Someday.
These guys that you had a fight with your ceiling fan?
Yesterday, she started laughing. She says, man, she says, you just didn't have good luck yesterday. I said, no. And then Atlanta, a sea clown hit my leg. I had a hard day yesterday. Fixed it.
Scored 60 ounces of hand sanitizer yesterday on the way home.
I know they made up some there at the plant. I think they made a couple of gallons at the plant, so I think we're okay for the time being. I know I probably scored another 50 gallons of alcohol, so I should be in good shape now.
I'm going to
really bad. KN4GFW.
So you know, you guys know, I learned it the hard way, that CVS does sell petroleum-free lotion you use with the hand sanitizer. Boy, does it work good.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's two neighbors that have given me a big old jug of that stuff just out of the goodness of their hearts.
Yeah, I still have some in the restroom there right by my office, so that's good. There ain't many people going in there, so you know, it doesn't run out as quick. Although, somebody was in there that wasn't supposed to be, because I seen a broken belt in the trash can, and I know it didn't come from my area.
My cat did. He licked the edge of the spool with hot sauce on it. That's what's been messing him up.
Him this morning?
I just trying to stay awake. I'm dragging today. KK4VOT.
You can't be dragging on Friday Eve.
Not to, but it is happening today.
You don't know when to go to bed when you feel really bad the next morning.
That.
Head on in the house this morning. Ooh, it was a little bit chilly.
Here, I almost did a fire last night, but we were getting stuff for the garden again, and I just said, forget it. I just turned the heat on. So I think that was the last kind of cold snap that it looked like probably that we'll have. So I'm probably done with fires now.
Oh, but I doubt it.
On a fire?
Yeah, it was toasty in there last night.
Cooked on a wood stove before?
Yeah, roger that.
Kind of before. I know one of my friends, she used to do it all the time. And we built one time, my brother and I built a smoker for his boss, and those smokers work nice.
Power outages. I mean, I have power outages, but I got a generator now, and plus I got a gas stove, so I've always got a way to cook.
Sad, I gotta give up that generator more because I just can't get it down here. I gotta find another one.
As I'm rolling up, I jump out of here. 7-3s to everybody. Stay safe out there. Have an enjoyable day. And hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Seven three, Tim. Get you some coffee. Get woke up. KN4TFW.
Turn your finger first thing in the morning on the coffee.
I don't think you ever done that.
Fingers out of the hot water.
Sometimes when you pour it, you gotta put the finger at the top of the glass to do it. Sometimes you can hear it, but sometimes if you're not paying attention, you can do spill a little bit once in a while. So I have my finger at the top of the glass, the car's a little hot, and I thought, boy, it saves my finger.
Running behind, or you running ahead this morning?
I'm running ahead this morning. I've got about 6 or 7 customers left, and I'm done.
Working at the house.
Perfect. You can buy Miss Carol a computer.
Her computer and put her in the outbuilding. She don't quit fussing at me about the emails and stuff that people are sending her.
You tell her she has to go back to work if she's going to keep fussing like that?
She just sat there and looked at me. She said, I might just do this permanently. I said, no, you're not.
First, they had a service everybody's on their cars in the parking lot. We haven't done it yet. We're going to get a bunch of people together, and we're going to get in our cars, and everybody's going to get together and set for cars and sit around and get the band started out, have them all in Sunrise Drive band, see if we can wake up the neighborhood a little bit. 5:30 right now, I think.
5:30, pretty close to it, 5:36 or somewhere in there.
Got that tenor. You'll get a little bit different. Oops. You're ordering receiver, when you hear the signals, you'll know which way, when you listen and receive, you'll get a little different pattern, but not that much. But you've got the antenna at the right height now.
To me?
You've got the antenna at the right height now.
It's using a magnetic base diamond dual band. It's good for 2 meter, 440.
He's talking about Ed moved his HF antenna.
You're good.
Move his antenna?
Yeah, that's what he said. Got it about twice as high as it was.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Yeah, I've got to raise mine up, too. It's not high enough.
Yeah, I think he got scared I was going to catch up with him.
Got Venezuela under my belt.
A new one?
That's the first one I talked to after raising the antenna.
Yeah, I'm up to 55 countries now. KN4TFW.
Get our extra class license, and the race will be on.
Get their butt started studying that, or else they're going to be left behind.
88s and 86s and some 90s on the test time.
Get a test to figure out where I'm at now.
I study the stupid thing. I'll sit down, since I'm sitting here in quarantine, I might as well, I got to get away to study the stupid thing.
Try and take it with us.
You know, I've been going on about that thing, going on. I've just been busy with kind of paperwork, insurance, unemployment stuff. I hadn't started yet. I need to do it, try to do it before they change the test.
Any better, the new test that comes out will have about 100 less questions in the pool.
That's a stupid thing to be done with it.
Planning on taking it.
It was mid-May, but I don't know now with all this going on. I don't know what they're thinking.
Speed apart, you're fine to go.
Some of the posts and that, they're talking about canceling field day.
I can space everybody out of the darn field.
Cancel it, just we'll get together and have our own in my front yard.
Sounds good.
Sure, have some fun.
Smoking, I'll smoke us some ribs.
When was field day?
It's Saturday in June.
But we would be through it by the last of June.
This will change after all of this. How much will, you know what I mean? Some of the things you put in place now may just stay from now on.
Oh boy, school days, and I hated it.
All works down there at Bosch in Anderson. They closed down for a couple of weeks, and she found out that somebody had it there at the plant.
They found that he had it too, and quarantined him up in one of the NASCAR guys. If I talked to him, a friend of mine told me that his wife, Mike Pence, my good friend, his wife has stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. Oh boy. I filled some papers to see if I could get my arm back in shape.
Shoulders out.
Well, the whole machine did that, so I just ignored the pain, just keep going. That's what I told the nurse. She says, what are you going to do about it? I said, hey, that's what I'm going to do about it. I just got to fight with it, suffer with it, that's all. I said, you know, I just got to go until I can. And she says, you got to find out. Look, I said, no. I said, I want to do something the rest of my life. I don't want to sit in the corner. That's ridiculous. Start a fire with a flint. You ever done it?
A flint and some charcoal.
I don't know how hard it is to actually do that. I tried it with a magnifying glass in the sun a couple of times with some leaves. That's pretty hard to do. Yeah, free. scraping one day, and they're trying to do it with one of those, with those, you know, the fire bows they try it with, and those guys couldn't get it. I said, man. I'll have to talk to a friend of mine, you guys know someone. Found one of those spits for rotating the paint with a little, they used to run with 5 horse springs and strats on them. You ever seen one? Up north, he had one. I think it had a 5 horse springs on it, and he, you know, big fire going. It worked. It worked really well.
48B Friday. Well, Mike and Ken, I found out that my coon dog is more of a deer dog. She almost had one ran down yesterday, and I almost caught it. My deer, hung one. My grandboy Cody yelled at her and stopped her, but he said she was about 6 inches from grabbing a hold of it.
That's no problem with the deer ticks this time of year, right?
You know, probably a deer's number one enemy is a dog, because they can outrun them.
She was dead on its heel, but I need to get her to leave deer alone.
So it looks at him
right now, isn't it?
But, yeah, I was saying my dog just sits there and looks at the deer.
And they're always running deer, or turkey, or bear. They're always out there running something. A picture of my dog chasing a bear. This happened last year, early part of hunting season, during bow season. He texted me a picture of my dog running a bear.
When he caught him.
My dog's not aggressive with animals. I don't know. It'd been the same thing he'd have done if he'd got a car tire. Just looked funny. He probably got hurt.
It's deer season's over, correct?
Yep.
We get wild turkeys, though. I know hogs are okay to get. Bear before?
I've had bear meat, but I never have been bear hunting. Well, I've been bear hunting, but never have got one or cleaned it or anything. But I've had bear meat before.
A kangaroo. I know it's done right. It's a little, I talked to a guy one day. He said, "You want to try a kangaroo, huh?" He said, "That's some pretty weird stuff."
Kangaroo ain't nowhere near like pickles pig feet.
Pickle pig feet. Those sound good. I do his frog's legs. They're pretty good, too.
If I'm done, I'm about halfway home.
You've been moving and grooving in the mornings, haven't you?
So far, so good. I'm just waiting for the big crash. Something will happen, and I'll wind up getting about 5 o'clock in the morning again.
Change. You're getting done nice and early, because I remember sometimes you weren't done almost 7 o'clock in the morning.
What time I wasn't done until about 11 o'clock.
They're letting me in, so I'm going to say 73 to everybody. Hope everybody stays safe and has a good day, and look forward to catching you guys either this afternoon on the radio or definitely in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a good one, Ken. You be careful at work now. Don't get around nobody that might look like they have something. I want you out sick. So we'll catch you later on this afternoon on the radio, hopefully, KM4 and AP73.
Have a good day. Have a safe day. I'm destinating too. I got to get in here a little bit, a few minutes early, and fill up some hand sanitizer dispensers. So, Ed, 73 is to you. Al, 73 is to you. And y'all have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. This is KK4NXZ. We're going to be clear.
Good one.
don't work too hard, and you can be careful at work as well. And I'm going to get off of here, too, because I got to jump out and get my mail. My coffee come in yesterday. So 7-3 to everybody. KM4NAP, I'll be clear.
Peace out. Yeah, let me know the world. How you make on radio?